It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. Every Tuesday at this time, we head to FHN for the Dial-A-Doc program. The clinical nurse leader and stroke and sepsis program coordinator back with us again today from FHN, Tracy Love. Hey, Tracy, good morning. Hello to you.
Hi, good morning.
Always great to talk to you. Well, we're talking about World Stroke Day. That's coming up a week from Thursday. We hear a lot about stroke and stroke prevention in the media. Can you please define what a stroke actually is?
Yes, so a stroke can happen in two different ways. Typically, the most common stroke is what we call an ischemic stroke, and that type of stroke happens when a blood clot builds up and sticks within a vessel in the brain. So what happens is, if you think about it, it's once a clot happens, anything downstream of that clot is not getting enough blood. And without blood, brain tissue starts to die, and that's what actually causes the stroke. That's the most common type. That's over 80% of the type of strokes that we have. There's also another type of stroke called a hemorrhagic stroke. What that is a stroke where the blood vessel actually opens up and bleeds. Many times this can be caused from a small aneurysm or weakening within the blood vessel, where the blood will actually leak out of the vessels and into the brain tissue. This is much less common. This is about 15% of strokes, but also can be very, very serious.
You know, Tracy, you and I must be doing something, because across the country now, when we talk about this stuff, the good news is that stroke is now the fifth leading cause of death in the United States. It's down from the fourth. What has contributed to this?
You know, and that's been something that's been happening for a long time. When I started, it was actually the third leading cause of death, and it's really improved a lot over the past few years. I think a lot of it has to do with that a lot of people are starting to hear the message. The American Stroke Association, local and regional hospitals are really starting to try to get the message out to everyone about what the signs and symptoms of a stroke are, and that there are a lot of treatment options available, more than we had years ago. And also knowing that those treatments are starting to go out to larger windows, where we're able to do more for people with a little bit more time. So I think all of that combined is really what's helping to drive the numbers down.
Now, apparently there seem to be some connections between strokes and COVID-19. What's happening there?
You know, we're still very early in the journey with this, but there have been some reports now that we're starting to see where some people are starting to have strokes as they've been diagnosed with COVID-19. The belief is that COVID itself, for some reason, is affecting blood vessels, and that people are starting to get clots from that, which are causing that type of ischemic stroke.
And as we talk about strokes, what are the symptoms of a stroke that a person would notice in themselves or someone else? Because, and I guess the other side question here, are symptoms any different for younger people as compared to older individuals?
So the signs and symptoms of a stroke are usually about the same across the board. Age is not as important with the signs and symptoms of the stroke, but if you're having the signs and symptoms, it's going to be any time there's a sudden numbness or weakness in the face, arm, or leg, especially if it's on one side of the body. So if you're, you know, starting to have problems with the left side of your face and arm, any numbness, any weakness, not able to hold your arm out in front of you, or noticing a droop in your face, noticing like the eye or the mouth is starting to look like it's drooping compared to the other side, any sudden confusion or trouble speaking or understanding. And I tell people a lot of times too, that's, you know, you might be talking with a family member and all of a sudden they look like they're not understanding you, or they start having a hard time talking and it sounds almost like they're not making sense, or like they're drunk and their words might be slurred. That can be an ominous sign of an impending stroke. Any sudden trouble with their vision, any trouble seeing, especially if it's in one eye. A lot of people say it's almost like a cut in their vision, so they'll lose like one area of the eye they can't see out of as well. Any sudden trouble walking or dizziness, loss of balance, or any sudden severe headache, and not a typical migraine. It's not something that comes on slow. Many times this is very sudden. Some people say it's like a thunderclap. It's just there. You know, the biggest thing with a stroke is their symptoms are not going to come on slowly. It's always going to come on very quickly. It's 1 minute you're fine, and the next minute you're having the symptoms. So it's very sudden.
Now, there's an acronym to remind people about how to do a quick check to see if someone might be having a stroke. We talk about it every year. Tell us about it.
So the acronym that we're using now is called BEFAST, B-E-F-A-S-T. And we've told people for years and years to use FAST, but what we found is it wasn't catching all of our patients. And by going to BEFAST, now we're starting to capture some of those other symptoms. So again, B is for balance or coordination. So again, not being able to walk correctly or maybe being a little off balance. E is for eyes, so any change in their vision. F is for face, so again, it's that weakness or droop on one side of the face. A is for arms, so putting your arms out in front of you, and if one arm, you can't keep it up in the air, it droops or it won't move at all. S is for speech, so again, that difficulty talking or sounding like you're not making sense. And then T is time. And T is really important because it's really knowing that you need to call 911. This is not a situation, if you have any of those symptoms on the BFAST scale, you really should not be sitting home and waiting for someone to get you or thinking those symptoms will go away. This is really the time to call 911 because the sooner you get to the hospital, we have more treatment options available.
Tell us about a TIA. I've heard about those. What are they?
So a TIA is a transient ischemic attack, and many people are going to tell you that they've had a mini stroke. This is typically what they're talking about with a mini stroke is the TIA. And this is where a person will have full-blown symptoms of a stroke, but usually within 24 hours and many times within 30 to 60 minutes, the symptoms are going to go away completely. The biggest thing to know about a TIA is this is a big warning sign for a person. If you have those symptoms of a stroke and those symptoms go away, you know, it's wonderful that those symptoms went away, but there's a reason you had the symptoms in the first place. And so it's really time to get in and see your doctor. Again, you don't know if you're having a TIA versus a full-blown stroke, so I still tell people you have to call 911 and get to the hospital, and then we'll take care of you from there.
Tell us about the ER at FHN. My understanding is that you have some sophisticated equipment there to help stroke victims. Tell us about this.
We do. So we, for many years, have had a robot, or what we call a cart, that actually is able to come into a patient's room. We have a connection with a local comprehensive stroke center, and they have neurologists who will come in on our camera on this cart. And it's a two-way camera. They're able to speak with our patients. Our patients are able to talk with them. The communication happens between our doctors and our nurses with our teleneurologist. And it really brings that extra layer of care to our patients that we have an off-site neurologist who's able to work with our patients and our doctors to come up with the best treatment plans for the patients as they're going through this crisis.
We're talking to Tracy Love, clinical nurse leader and stroke and sepsis program coordinator for FHN and the FHN Dialogue Doc program. Tracy, I know that FHN Memorial Hospital has received several designations as a stroke-ready hospital, including one as recently as this summer. Brag a little bit. Tell us about this.
Thank you. So yes, FHN Memorial Hospital received the Silver Plus Award from the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association this year. And what that is it tells us that our hospital achieved 85% or higher on all of the Get With The Guidelines stroke core measures. And there are 8 measures that we have to meet to get the Silver Award. And then there's an extra 5 measures we have to meet at 75% or higher to get the Plus Award. So our hospital met 13 of the top quality criteria for care of stroke patients at our hospital.
All right, Tracy, tell us how someone could get in touch with you to speak to their organization about stroke prevention or treatment, or to get more information about strokes in general.
Yes, anytime you have any questions about strokes at all, you can always call the hospital and ask for Tracy Love, and they would be able to connect you to me, or you can also go to our website at www.fhn.org.
All right, Tracy. Always great to visit with you. Great information as always. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, Tracy Love, clinical nurse leader and stroke and sepsis program coordinator with FHN. The preceding brought to you today by FHN.